Why is the habit of praise and worship so vital? It's not, after all, something that comes easily to most of us. Yet Jesus is clear that the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The worship and praise of God gives us scale and orientation and direction for the whole of the rest of our lives. Worship is worth-ship, seeing God's worth and value in relation to the creation. As we see God's immense and surpassing value, so everything else falls into perspective. We see the idols that the world worships for what they are, empty. Appreciating God's goodness and greatness is like appreciating a fine painting or a range of mountains. You can never come to an end of what it means. The worship and praise of God opens our hearts to all that is good. The opposite of praise is criticism. Most of us can think of people who are by nature very critical of others. They have only to open their mouths and a stream of negative judgments comes out. Criticism of others and of the world seems to close us down as people and narrow our horizons. Praise and appreciation opens out our words and then our hearts and minds, and especially the praise and worship of God. Finally, to be caught up in praise and worship is to be caught up in the activity of heaven. The chief end of men and women will be to enjoy God forever. Worship is the centre of what the Bible means by heaven. Our worship on earth is connected to the praise and worship of heaven. Our worship on earth prepares us for eternity. For every Christian, offering praise to God is a daily calling. We are called to worship not only with our lips, but in our lives. That calling is sustained as we say our prayers, and especially the Lord's Prayer. However, our daily worship also needs to be sustained by gathering with God's people in praise and worship on Sundays and on other days of the week. The church gathers primarily for worship, to celebrate all that God is and all that God has done, to be drawn into the life of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We offer God songs and words of praise in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We attend to God's word in Scripture. We gather around the table of the Lord in the Holy Communion. We intercede for the needs of the world. The final lines of the Lord's Prayer connect our own individual prayers, thin and weak as they often are, with the great hymn of praise of the Church in both earth and heaven, in time and in eternity. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.